Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
good evening. Good evening. Am I talking to Lakeisha?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good evening, ma'am. My name is Chris. I'm calling you today from Metro Research. Now, I'm not selling anything. We are just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It is for ladies only and for the African American community. Questions are very simple. If there's one you feel not to answer, let me know. Now,
Okay.
the first, all right, fair enough? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, the first is if you are in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and the other one is what ethnicity you identify yourself with, what race?
Black.
Thank you. Now, can I ask
Okay.
your age, just to make sure we're talking to adults?
33.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, the next question say, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably.
Thank you. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I would say dissatisfied.
Did you say dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you think is the most the Congress needs to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list. Thank you. Increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime, fighting inflation, investing maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting the LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, standing up for the rise in racism and discrimination, improving the economy, providing affordable child care, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, and the last one, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights.
I was gonna say the LBG one or the LBG, whatever they call it. I'm sorry. And shoot. And the crime one.
Okay, reducing crime, correct?
Yes.
And protecting the LGBTQ rights. Okay. Thank
Yes.
you. All right. Moving on with the next question. Highly appreciate your time and patience, ma'am. And
No
remember,
problem.
your answer is very important to the success of these researches. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I'm gonna say getting worse.
Thank you very much. Now, next question. Well, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Okay, you can also select up to two. Let me give you the list. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and move that promote bad values, too many guns flooding our street, inadequate programs to help lower income people, prosecutors and elected officials who are not thought hard on crime, sorry, lack of after school program and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, and reduce funding for public services to help people in need, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, and the other one is a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our street, not enough police officers on the street, too many young people not being properly raised, and the other one is a broken bail and parole system, which let criminals back on the street too quickly. And the last one is inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by.
I'm going to say that last one you just said, and the guns floating on the street.
Okay, let me, guns, okay, too many guns floating on our street. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going pretty quick, just that quick. We got to 27%. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books from, ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public school? If you, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Tell me.
No, you're okay. You said, do I support it?
Yes, if you support, please let me know if you strongly support, if or somewhat support. If you oppose, please let me know if you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose.
I would say oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat?
Yes, strongly oppose.
Okay. Okay. Now, the next question says like this. It says, now I would like to rate actually your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100.
I say 100.
Thank you. And the next one, it will be Joe Biden.
I say 75.
Thank you. Next one will be Barack Obama.
We'll say 90.
Thank you, ma'am. And the other one will be the gay rights movement.
I would say 100.
Thank you very much. And what about Beyonce?
I'm going to give her a 75.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one will be Kevin McCrory.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Okay. You don't know. Okay. Let me move on with the next one. Thank you, ma'am. And the next one says critical race theory, or the CRT.
I don't even know what that is either.
Okay. 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 Let me move on with the next one. Thank you. Donald Trump.
I'll give him... I'll give him a 75.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on with the next question here. Highly appreciate your answers, and we're going pretty quick here, almost 50%. Now, I know it's a way up, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidate were Joe Biden as a Democrat, Donald Trump as the Republican, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for who would you vote?
Probably Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, switching things up a little bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means that it will have moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Crime and violence in this country, from 0 to 10.
I'm going to say, I give it 6.
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear you. Did you?
A 6.
Okay, thank you. And the country's economy going into a recession soon?
What was the number 10 for again? Is that for, what was that for? It will impact my life?
Sure, let me repeat the question, okay? It says,
mm-hmm.
Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. And you can use any number.
Okay. I'll give it a 10.
Okay. So 10. Thank you. Next one will be affirmative action ending.
I give it a 5.
Thank you, ma'am. And next one will be climate change.
I'll give it a 0.
Thank you. Moving on with the next part here. Just a quick 53%. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. If you agree, please let me know if you strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, please let me know also if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. Here's the first one. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
I strongly agree.
Can you please repeat that just to make sure I heard what
yeah.
I have?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, the government, the second one, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I agree.
You say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Sure, I agree.
Thank you very much. Highly appreciate your patience here. Now, the next one is say that the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. And the next one, it says, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with pay, family, and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one say, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Disagree.
Would you say strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. And the next one is say, and highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. the last one on this part says the government should provide free childcare to all families.
Strongly agree.
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear you clear.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Moving on to the next part here. We're going pretty fast, 70% just that quick. In which, if any, of the following situation should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read the list, and you can tell me which one you want me to select for you. First one, thank you. Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child. Second, mothers adopting a child. Third one, mothers giving birth to a child when dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, sickness, or serious injury, fathers adopting a child, or death of a family member.
Do I choose one?
You can choose as many as you want.
Okay, I'm going to say the fathers that have a spouse or whoever having a child.
Okay.
A mother having a child.
Okay.
The one that says when someone's, like, critically ill.
Okay.
I think it's, to take off of somebody that you're helping that's critically ill or something.
Let me read this one. It should be this one. It should be one of these two, but I want to make sure. When dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition or sickness or serious injury.
Dealing with a family member that's critically ill or have a health condition.
Okay. Caring for a family member with a serious health condition, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on.
I'm
sorry, you have another one?
Well, I would say the one where if someone passes away, that one.
Okay, thank you. There's a family member, thank you. Can we continue with the next part now?
Yes.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time and patience. And how often would you say you experience racism and discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Please let me know if anything had happened to you or any of your family, anyone in your household. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Thank you. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Thank you very much. We're going pretty fast here. We are at 80%. Now, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, with a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate like a master on a MBA, law, PhD, or MD?
Some college,
okay. Now, thank you. And the one that I selected here is, you confirm if it's some college or vocational certificate, correct? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you, ma'am. And we're going pretty quick. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
A couple times a year.
Okay, twice a week, or once or twice a month, several times a year. Or which one should I select, twice a week or more?
Several times a year.
Several times a year. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. If you do, please let me know if it's very often, somewhat often, not that often, or never. First one is CNN.
Never.
Okay, thank you. Second one is MSNBC.
Never.
Thank you. Fox News.
Never.
Thank you. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Never.
Thank you. What about your local TV news?
Probably once a week.
Would you say very often or somewhat often?
Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. somewhat. I would say somewhat often.
Thank you, ma'am. And moving on with the last part here, 94%. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Would you say a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear you.
Strong.
A strong Democrat. Thank you, ma'am. Now,
yes.
We're almost done. And just a couple more questions maybe after this one. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or does not have health insurance?
Medicaid.
Thank you, ma'am. Did I hear Medicaid?
Yes.
Thank you. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Me.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, will you please tell me into which of the following categories your yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Please stop me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, between 15,000 to 30,000, between 30 to 50,000, between 50 and
50.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. That was my last question. We have completed the survey. Highly appreciate your time, patience.
No problem.
And answer. My name is Chris, and have yourself a wonderful night now.
You're the same, Chris.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Good night.